man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, here we are, folks. Surviving up in North Dakota. Hope you're doing well wherever you are out there in listener land here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on May 30th, 2018. And tomorrow, of course, is a tremendous day in American history. My six-year-old son graduates from kindergarten. I'll tell you. That's a big day. That's a big deal. Anyway, what is there after kindergarten? You're done. You're done after kindergarten. And if you navigated kindergarten successfully, no big problems, no accidents, one skin knee. Boy, that's a big one. Anyway, yesterday was a great day in American history. Donald Trump spoke in Nashville, Tennessee, to a roaring crowd in a Nashville municipal auditorium that seats 10,000 people. And the place was packed, the infield everywhere, packed in the, all around 360 degrees. The New York Times, the lying failing, as Trump says, New York Times reported the crowd as 1,000 people. They had to issue a retraction today. Oh, this is so lame. Why do they do this to themselves? You know, to report a crowd of 10,000 people as 1,000 people. That's how many people would come to a kindergarten graduation. Come on, New York Times, you can do better than this. So the Well, if you want to call in on tonight's show, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. But so, you know, one of the treats yesterday, Donald Trump had announced he is endorsed as a candidate for the open U.S. Senate seat. Remember the terrible Bob Corker announced he's retiring from the Senate. Terrible, terrible Congressman Bob Corker, our senator. And the very good Representative Marsha Blackburn. I'm looking at her picture here. She looks like she's 35 years old, but I can't believe it. Says she was born in 1952 and she's 65. I don't believe it. Must have good water out there in her district. Her maiden name is Wedgeworth, Marsha Wedgeworth. Anyway, she's running, a great Trump candidate. And Donald Trump said he gave her his endorsement last month. He came out to Nashville to help her out. One of the reasons he came out for that rally yesterday, and he helped her out big time. Let's listen to her for a moment. Let's listen to the sound of the wingmen and wingwomen of the Trump Revolution, what it sounds like. Here she is, a name you'll get to know, Marsha Blackburn, because she will win. She will become a U.S. Senator and help the Republican numbers in the Senate. Here she is.
Especially my congressional district, Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. Who all is from Tennessee 7? All right. I can tell you right now, it's Trump country. And let me ask you this. How many of you live in a county that gave Donald Trump 50% of the vote? And how many of you live in a county that gave Donald Trump 60% of the vote? And how about 70% of the vote?
Tennessee is...
And 80% of the vote?
Trump country.
And we've got one county in this state that gave Donald Trump 85% of the vote. Where is Wayne County? Everybody from Wayne County, you are the guys that led the state. Let me tell you what, I am so excited that we have President Donald Trump here in Nashville today. Doesn't that sound great? And what I am most excited about in Washington, what I am most excited about is Donald Trump made promises and President Donald Trump is keeping those promises. Every single day he is working with Congress to make certain that we shrink the size of the federal government. It is time that we end the overreach. He is working to make certain that we rebuild the U.S. military.
I'll give you an example. Today, Donald Trump signed a bill. This is typical Trump. You know, he's all over the place. He's doing good things in every department and area. How does the man span such a breadth of legislation and initiatives? One of the things he signed, let me see if I can't find it here. He signed a bill to allow people who have terminal illnesses to use medicines that have not been approved by the bureaucratic nightmare of the drug bureaucracy, the Food and Drug Administration. Because it's well known. Everybody knows it. All doctors know it. There are lots of medications that work, but they haven't been approved yet. And people can't get them. They can't use them. So they die knowing that there's something that would cure them. Well, Donald Trump says, this is nonsense. This is stupid. So yesterday, he signed. Let me see the name of the bill. Where is it? He signed a bill entitled The Right to Try. Right to Try legislation, which empowers parents well, people themselves to try something. If they want to try it, it gives them the power to try it. It's their life. And Donald Trump advances that philosophy that we patriots share. It is our life. If something could save my life, that's up to me, not the stupid Food and Drug Administration, whether I can have permission to save my own life. Well, he signed this bill. This is a magic moment. I can't convey it on radio because you can't see the picture. But he's signing the bill, and there are people behind him and around him who are people who've been waiting for a president who finally had the guts and the brains to sign this legislation. You know, Obama didn't, Bush didn't, Clinton didn't. None of these dodos had the brains or the integrity to sign it. So Bush, just, you know, another 30 minutes in his life, he changes the lives of thousands of people with his signature. And there's a little boy standing by his, he's signing at a little tiny desk, and he's got the bill there about in the leather portfolio, and he's signing it, and he's talking about the bill, and he's paying attention to all the people around him. And there's a little boy, let me see his name, Jordan McLean, a little boy suffering from Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Now, I've never heard of this before, but apparently it's a fatal condition, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And he's got his little suit on. I can't tell what age he is. He looks very much like my little boy. I mean, I don't know how old this little guy is, but he looks just like my little boy, maybe 7. My boy's 6. And he's got his little suit on, and he's a handsome little guy with his hair color matches Donald's exactly. And, you know, he's just cute as a button. So he's so small, he's beside big Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't notice him. He's that small. And then Donald Trump realizes that the little boy is hugging him and is looking up at him with the most admiring eyes. Donald Trump catches sight of him and looks over to him. And it's just your heart melts moment where Donald Trump then he puts his arms around this little boy, Jordan McLean, and hugs him. And it's just priceless. He says, "Today I'm proud to keep another promise to the American people as I sign the right to try legislation into law." This is before he noticed the little boy. And so there you go. That's just a typical moment in the Trump presidency. Here we go back to Marsha Blackburn. She's going to beat the pants off of whatever Democrat is up against her in November.
He is working to make certain that we repeal Obamacare and get this thing off of the books. And he is working to make certain that we build a wall and secure our nation's southern border.
Build the wall.
And you know what? I think that it is wonderful that today he is going to meet some of the best God-fearing, freedom-loving, flag-waving, guitar-picking, NASCAR-driving, Tennessee Vol football-loving fans.
Okay, let's pause her, and then let's just jump forward to Donald Trump himself. Let me just see, I'll find him. Oh my gosh, so many tens of thousands of people trying to get into this facility. Let's just find it here. Okay, here we go. And I'm just going to drop it in any old where with all these wild Tennesseans. Here he comes. I'm just dropping it in anywhere.
Governor Bill Haslam. A great friend of mine, Senator Bob Corker. an incredible guy, respected by all, Senator Lamar Alexander, and so many more. Thank you all for being here. We're going to be working closely together, thank you, to deliver for you, the citizens of Tennessee, like you've never been delivered for before. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what Donald Trump just did right there, this is amazing. Bob Corker, who's a total jerk, he actually showed up at this event. And this shows the power of Donald Trump. Bob Corker, if he wants to show his face in the state of Tennessee, better show up at Donald Trump's event. And he doesn't like Donald Trump. He had to show up at this event. And Donald Trump did the manly thing. You know, he says, you know, Bob Corker, my good friend, he's a great guy, and so on. He doesn't. That's all just fluff. He's being diplomatic. Let's jump into his speech a little further here. So get past the start there and get into the enthusiasm.
What? 50 days? We've already experienced an unprecedented 40% reduction in illegal immigration on our southern border, 61% since Inauguration Day. 61%. Think of that. And now people are saying, we're not going to go there anymore because we can't get in. So it's going to get better and better.
Right.
We got to stop those drugs, though. We got to stop those drugs. During the campaign, as I traveled all across this country, I met with many American families whose loved ones were viciously and violently killed by illegal immigrants because our government refused to enforce our already existing laws. These American victims were ignored by the media. They were ignored by Washington. But they were not ignored by me, and they're not ignored by you, and they never will be ignored, certainly any longer. Not going to happen.
Beautiful, huh? That's the Donald Trump that we got to know in the primaries when he brought out those mothers and fathers of Americans murdered by illegal aliens in our country. And these murders in the number in the thousands. And the mass media pretending it didn't happen. I saw in my paper today, some guy with a Muslim name, you know, Muhammad somebody, blah, blah, stationed at the Air Force base just outside of town, was convicted of raping a local girl. That he got drunk, raped her, you know. This is the kind of thing that who let this guy in? And interestingly, an example of the political correctness and how it works. It said in the article that his commander was not yet sure whether he would be kept on as an Air Force personnel. Are you kidding? The guy's been convicted of raping a woman locally and raped her twice. And they're considering keeping him in the U.S. Air Force? Are you out of your mind? And by the way, this is the kind of crap that Donald Trump is about to end. There's this practice of the American military hires non-citizens. What? Hires non-citizens, and then as part of the deal, makes them citizens for having gotten paid and living the life of Riley. In one of our service branches, they then earn citizenship by doing that. Like this guy that raped a woman, and they don't know whether to bounce him out of the Air Force. Oh my God. We'll be right back after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
At our foot.
Donald Trump, I'll go to a point here. I was listening during the break here to our president, and here's what he had to say. This just happened here locally. This guy convicted, that took like 2 years to get through the courts, and guy gets convicted, and the Air Force can't decide whether he's still in the Air Force. But get this, you know, it was amazing. I was so shocked to see in the paper today, they actually spelled out his name and had his picture. And that kind of told a hell of a story right there. Listen to what the president says about these criminals being led into our country, even into our military, and what he is doing about it. Finally. What happened to the volume there? We lost our volume. It's going to come back here. Oh, I know what I did. I turned it down. Here we go. There he is.
As we speak, we are finding the drug dealers, the robbers, thieves, gang members, killers, and criminals preying on our citizens. One by one. You're reading about it, right? They're being thrown out of our country. They're being thrown into prisons. And we will not let them back in. We're also working.
I like that. And the crowd likes that. And the case locally here, he was convicted today. Here's a picture of the guy. Kareem Sabur Kabir Muhammad raped a local girl. He dragged her into his apartment when she was drunk. He dragged her into his apartment. And the Air Force can't decide whether he's still a member of the Air Force. Are you kidding? He's 22 years old. I'll bet. An American citizen? I doubt it. Kabir Sabur Kabir Muhammad, age 22. Let's see here. Let's go to some more stories. Or let's go back to the president. Here he is. Yesterday.
Night and day to keep our nation safe from terrorism. We have seen the devastation from 9/11 to Boston to San Bernardino. Hundreds upon hundreds of people from outside our country have been convicted of terrorism-related offenses in the United States courts. Right now we have investigations going on all over. Hundreds of refugees are under federal investigation for terrorism and related reasons. We have entire regions of the world destabilized by terrorism and ISIS. For this reason, I issued an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration from places where it cannot safely occur.
Nice. Crowd's going wild. And this is an order barring people from places like wherever the hell Kabir Sabir Sabur Muhammad came from. I assure you, his country, whatever one it is on that list.
But let me give you the bad news. We don't like bad news, right? I don't want to hear. And I'll turn it into good. But let me give you the bad, the sad news. Moments ago, I learned that a district judge in Hawaii part of the much overturned Ninth Circuit Court and I have to be nice, otherwise I'll get criticized for speaking poorly about our courts. I'll be criticized by these people, among the most dishonest people in the world.
He's pointing at the media gallery. Everyone knows that when he points straight out from the podium like that and he waves his arm across, he's scanning the media, the most corrupt, dishonest people. No president's ever right in the teeth, giving it to them right in the teeth that way, pointing right at them.
I will be criticized. I'll be criticized by them for speaking harshly about our courts. I would never want to do that. A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries.
Okay, we'll get back to the fun here right after this break. Hey, take the chance to call in. We'll be right back. Like the
show. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot
got
to gain.
Got a lot to gain.
Here, some might call me a good
be
time
a good time fella.
I ain't
black.
I ain't yellow. White boy looking,
boy,
for, a
looking
place
for a place
to
do
my
thing. Well, thank you, Merle. And, what a shame it is that you didn't hang on long enough to see what we get to see every day now, the Trump phenomenon. The Trump era. And here is Donald Trump, the profundity of this man. You know, he's a genius. And listen to this. He will give you an analysis here in a moment. He's talking about these clowns in the judiciary who have attempted to block his executive orders. And he, unlike any other president, understands the Constitution. He understands that the Constitution gives him, well, Let's let Donald Trump tell us the story. Here he is talking about this latest effort by left-wing bozos to block his effort to protect our border.
This is, in the opinion of many, an unprecedented judicial overreach. The law and the Constitution give the president the power to suspend immigration when he deems, or she. Fortunately, it will not be Hillary she.
Gets off these zingers.
Ah, the people love it. Lock her up, they're chanting now. Lock her up.
When he or she deems it to be in the national interest of our country.
No, they won't stop. They won't stop. They want her in prison. Wow, I have not seen this. Folks, now, something just happened there I haven't seen at a Trump rally. They interrupted Donald Trump himself. They had their chant, lock her up, lock her up. He walked away from the podium to wave at the crowd and smile and enjoy it, enjoy the chant with them. He came back to the podium, and you heard it right there. He resumed speaking. This is new. This just happened yesterday in Nashville. The crowd is so damn fired up, they interrupted their own man to insist on more lock her up. They're sick of it. They're sick of her walking around and not being prosecuted. And they're sick of Jeff Sessions, who won't prosecute her. And that's some more news. Great news yesterday is that Donald Trump pretty let it out that he is very disappointed in Jeff Sessions, and that this Jeff Sessions blocking the functioning of the executive branch has got to stop.
So we have a lot of lawyers here. We also have a lot of smart people here. Let me read to you directly from the federal statute, 212F of the Immigration, and you know what I'm talking about, right? Can I read this to you? Listen to this. Now, we're all smart people. We're all good students. We're all everything. Some are bad students, but even if you're a bad student, this is a real easy one, let me tell you. Ready? So here's the statute, which they don't even want to quote when they overrule it. And it was put here for the security of our country. And this goes beyond me, because there'll be other presidents, and we need this, and sometimes we need it very badly for security of our country. It says, now listen to easy, how easy this is. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he, see, it wasn't politically correct because they should have said he or she. You know, today they'd say that. But that's all. Actually, that's the only mistake they made. As he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. In other words, if he thinks there's danger out there, he or she, whoever is president, can say, I'm sorry, folks, not now, please. We got enough problems.
We got enough problems.
We're talking about the safety of our nation, the safety and security of our people. Now, I know you people aren't skeptical people, because nobody would be that way in Tennessee. Right? Nobody. Not Tennessee. You don't think this was done by a judge for political reasons, do you? No.
No.
This ruling makes us look weak, which, by the way, we no longer are, believe me. Just look at our borders. We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win. We're going to keep our citizens safe. And regardless, we're going to keep our citizens safe. Believe me.
I love it. Donald Trump has not lost any of his fire. It's only grown. And it's just, you know, I love reporting live, reporting these rallies that he continues to do. Another thing that I love about the Trump phenomenon, he hasn't run out of gas. He didn't. It wasn't a short sprint, you know, to go through the primaries and wear yourself out, going in front of our people as he's done. What president has ever done this? You know, all over the country, we're getting the chance to be there like that little boy standing at his side, giving him a hug. Just average, regular Americans. You know, we have a chance to meet our president, cheer him. And I'm looking here. I paused the video. So I'm looking at the shot here, the scene behind the president. I'm probably looking at about 50 people behind him. And every single one of them is grinning, smiling from ear to ear so hard it hurts. They are having one heck of a good time. This is a good moment in their life. This man is making a difference in how people even think about themselves. He's making us proud of our country, proud of ourselves. As he said in his speech at the Naval Academy to a bunch of proud midshipmen, he said, "We have rediscovered our identity." Wow. And that's what's happening to all these people, all these smiling faces I'm seeing behind him. They're all in the process of rediscovering who they are, thanks to this man. This is a miracle in our lives. Let's go to some more news here. How can I stop? Here, let's go back to President Trump.
Even liberal Democratic lawyer Alan Dershowitz, good lawyer, just said that we would win this case before the Supreme Court of the United States. Remember this, I wasn't thrilled. But the lawyers all said, oh, let's tailor it. This is a watered-down version of the first one. This is a watered-down version. And let me tell you something. I think we ought to go back to the first one and go all the way, which is what I wanted to do in the first
one. Double down, Donald. Double down.
The danger is clear. The law is clear. The need for my executive order is clear. I was elected to change our broken and dangerous system and thinking in government that has weakened and endangered our country and left our people defenseless.
Beautiful.
And I will not stop fighting for the safety of you and your families. Believe me, not today, not ever. We're going to win it. We're going to win it.
This is so wonderful. I mean, how does, well, you know, the crowd is just on fire, and Donald Trump is more on fire than he was in the primaries. Oh, you can just hear it. Just is the sincerity of what he's saying.
We're going to apply common sense. We're going to apply intelligence, and we're never quitting, and we're never going away, and we're never, ever giving up. The best way to keep foreign terrorists, or as some people would say in certain instances, radical Islamic terrorists,
nice,
from attacking our country, is to stop them from entering our country in the first place. We'll take it. But these are the problems we have. People are screaming, break up the Ninth Circuit. I'll tell you what. That Ninth Circuit, you have to see. Take a look at how many times they have been overturned with their terrible decisions. Take a look. And this is what we have to live with. Finally, I want to get to taxes. I want to cut the hell out of taxes. But, before I can do that, I would have loved to have put it first, I'll be honest. There is one more very important thing that we have to do. And we are going to repeal and replace horrible, disastrous Obamacare. If we leave Obamacare in place, millions and millions of people will be forced off their plans. And your senators just told me that in your state, you're down to practically no insurers. You can have nobody. You can have nobody. And this is true all over. The insurers are fleeing. The insurers are fleeing. It's a catastrophic situation. And there's nothing to compare anything to because Obamacare won't be around for a year or two. It's gone. So it's not like, oh, gee, they have this. Obamacare is gone.
Well, there you go. I'll interrupt that there. And just the latest Donald Trump incredible event. Let me just go to some of the news here that's coming down. Of course, you followed the Roseanne Barr cancellation of her show. She's fighting back. She's tweeting. She's doing a tweet storm. That's great. Who knows where that will all end up? Disney canceling their most successful show and the most successful show on television. I don't know. Will Barr be able to fight back? Who knows? But it's the public is learning something in the process. What else do we got here that are big stories? CNN ratings. Their ratings have collapsed even more. Another 25%. CNN is going down the toilet. Wonderful. And here's a nice one. The Tommy Robinson in Britain is a great champion of free speech in that country. Here's a great story. We've talked a little bit about Tommy Robinson on this show. We played a little bit of his appearance there in Hyde Park at Free Speech Corner, where he in a no-go zone area of radical Islamic terrorism, as our president says, more than 500,000 people in Britain have signed a petition calling for the right-wing activist Tommy Robinson to be freed from jail in just a few days. 500,000. Mr. Robinson was jailed for 13 months over the weekend after pleading guilty to breaching contempt of court laws whilst on a suspended sentence for the same charge. And this is all BS, of course. And he was filming. What was his crime? He was filming outside of a gang rape trial in Canterbury last year. You're not allowed to do that. Let me tell you, folks, free speech in Britain has really vanishing. And he says, I was arrested and jailed for reporting on Muslim grooming gangs. Now, these are all over Britain, raping, prostituting, thousands, tens of thousands of innocent young British girls. By the tens of thousands. And the establishment is allowing this. The people of Britain are becoming furious. Oh, I've got a caller. And let me just give you the end of this story. 500,000 have signed the petition. The petition says, Tommy is raising issues that are affecting all of our communities and that are being swept under the carpet and hidden from the public. It's time we stand together, stand strong, and stand by his side. Free Tommy Robinson. Hear, hear. We've got a caller, Andy in Texas. Thank you for calling, Andy. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, you know, with the Tommy Robinson thing, I think that's BS. I mean, full on. I don't care if you're from America, Britain, England, Scotland, whatever. That's BS. The guy was merely covering a case. And I know he was on probation or something. You know, he had a suspended sentence or whatnot. But that was to report on it, to actually be in the courtroom and make the stories, you know, write the stories up and report on it. He was reporting from outside of the courtroom. So I really feel for that. But what I really wanted to ask you is...
Yeah, 13 months in prison for doing nothing. And, of course, that's what they do to somebody. They get him on some sort of probation or something. And then, court supervision. And then, you know, you just spit and they're going to throw you in jail for a year for merely being a patriot. Go ahead.
Well, but, I mean, that's even weirder because he didn't even get a chance to consult with a lawyer or have an actual trial or whatnot. He was just slammed right into jail for 13 months, which I guess...
Oh, yeah, once they have you under supervision, they don't need to go to a trial anymore. That's right. Stay there if you like. We'll carry it to the other side of the break, Andy. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. We got Andy in Texas on the line. Andy, continue your thought, please.
Okay, yeah, so here's the real reason I called. I mean, we've got the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of the government. Where does this Ninth District Court judge fit in there? I mean, where you can override a president. And let me ask you this. Why didn't they override Obama when he signed the National Defense Authorization Act, when he swore he wasn't going to sign it? No, they can't do this, can't do that. And on New Year's Eve, he signs it, and then he says, oh, well, I'm not going to use it.
Well,
I mean, where was the Ninth District Court judge?
Yeah, that's a rhetorical question. It's a very good one, Andy. The Ninth Circuit Court, folks, is a federal court of appeals, and it has about 30 judges on it, and they rotate. A group of them are assembled to handle a case, and the next case they get another group of them. And it's very left-wing. And what they're doing, exactly what Donald Trump just described. He said this is a clear case of judicial overreach, meaning violation of the Constitution, meaning usurpation of the powers of the executive branch by the judicial, legislating from the bench, and also governing as the executive from the bench. They're also usurping the legislative powers. Yeah, this is a judicial system run amok. And Donald Trump, one of the great things he's done, folks, he's been making lots of really good appointments to empty federal judgeships around the country, and this a great achievement by
Donald Trump. The Democrats have been stalling him on everything. At this point in time, when Obama was in here, he had almost everybody he wanted appointed. Here we got a bunch of vacancies that they just want to approve for this guy to put in. But I mean, really, what's constitutional about the National Defense Authorization Act? What is constitutional about that, where we can just grab people randomly and throw them in jail like they just did to Tommy Robinson?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Where are these judges?
Yeah. Now, folks, look at how bad it's gotten in our mother nation of Britain. You know, this is really more than any nation gave birth to us. In more ways than one. In Britain, which is also the font of a lot of our freedoms, our Magna Carta, came from Britain. The idea of freedom of speech largely originated in Britain, and look where it's gotten in Britain, where Tommy Robinson, 13 months in prison for doing absolutely nothing. And all Tommy Robinson is this very gutsy guy who is pointing out,
standing up for the children.
Yeah, we got our girls, our little girls are being raped and killed all over Britain. They're being put into prostitution rings after they've been compromised by these largely Pakistani gangs around Britain. And these are all Muslim gangs. They view white women as trash and us as trash. Tommy Robinson standing up, a brave guy, a sort of a Donald Trump.
Thank you, Mr. Kelso.
Of Britain. Well, thank you. I guess we're running out of time, Andy, but thank you for bringing a really strong point to us. Thank you. And, folks, we'll resume our coverage of the Trump phenomenon tomorrow night. Don't miss it. We'll see you then. Thanks a lot.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.